What do I do if my ex-spouse or ex-partner claims the child and they shouldn't have? Hello, my name's Jim Wade. I'm a tax attorney in Maine, and welcome to Tax Resolution Talk. In this episode, we're going to be discussing one of the most common problems I find between divorced couples or those who share a child but don't live together. And that is where one spouse or one partner claims a child when they shouldn't have. And inevitably, this comes up during tax time. The person who's filing the return, is claimed a child. You're expecting a nice refund. You need it. And then you get this rejection notice that says, hey, someone else has claimed this dependent. It's the other spouse or partner who's claimed the child and not necessarily identity theft where someone has somehow obtained your child's social security number. So now what do you do? It's not easy because one of my answers is going to be you got to go back to family court and maybe get an order requesting that the other spouse amend their return or somehow compensate you for that, you know, claiming the child when they shouldn't have. And you're also dealing with a huge bureaucracy, the IRS, and it's like a magic box. You put returns in. You have no idea what goes on in there, and when you try to get information about it, it's oftentimes impossible to get straight answers. But here is what you're supposed to do. I often do not represent people in these kinds of matters because generally the cost of hiring an attorney, it can be expensive, and the people who most need this, who most run up against this, are low-income people or people who really need the money. So my hope is in this podcast to do sort of a public service announcement to help you, if you run into this problem, get this resolved. So the first thing is you've got to file a paper return. The IRS has received another return. Often it's electronic, but it could be paper. And now they have it in their system that this Social Security number for your child has been claimed. So now they have a duplicate Social Security number. So they'll reject it. You file a paper return and you claim that dependent, and what you're going to do is essentially by filing this paper return, notify the IRS that you believe you qualify for this child. Now it's going to set off the competing tax returns. The IRS is going to take about 6 to 8 weeks to process that return. Now in the meantime, what you need to do is gather information and prepare documents for the IRS. Now, there's a form that the IRS uses when they audit people who've claimed a dependent. It's called Form 886-H. Don't worry, you don't need to look that up. I'll have that in the show notes. But that is a very good form to review to get that information available and ready to provide to the IRS. Because once you send that return in, you're waiting for a response to the IRS. Now, the first notification you should get from the IRS is a form called letter CP75A. And CP just stands for computer paragraph. But it is a letter from the IRS notifying you that the IRS is investigating, you know, your claim for a dependent. And oftentimes it will request documentation. Not always, but it should be requesting documentation. Now, you may or may not receive another letter called a CP87A. This is the IRS notifying both parties that, hey, you know, we've got this dual claim for a dependent, either amend your return or do nothing. This is an opportunity to avoid a fight between the two taxpayers. What the IRS is hoping is that between the both of you, the spouse that shouldn't claim the child should amend the return and then allow you to be able to claim the dependent. But if nothing happens, then the IRS should start forward with its audit and then investigate the information you provide and make a decision. Now, I will stress that you really need to read the notices that you receive from the IRS and respond fully and on time. And when I say fully, I mean, look at that form 886-H and make sure you've got all that information together. I have seen in several cases where people have lost the dependent exemption and any sort of credits, because they'll kind of slap some stuff together and send it to the IRS or write a letter and just say, hey, this is what happened. I should get the child. It's prove it. If you have a child and you are going to claim that child and you deserve that child as a dependent, you should have school records. You should have proof of what you pay for a lease or a mortgage on the home in which the child resides. Utility bills, medical expenses paid for the child. So if you've got doctor records, school, God, I've been out of school so long, I can't remember what the name of it is, attendance records from the school, maybe even report cards, anything that shows that, hey, this child was living with you and that you were the parent or guardian of that child. And that form has a whole bunch of other stuff that you can use for supporting your claim. And, you know, secondary to, providing the proper information, people will often miss deadlines. Understand, when dealing with the IRS, missing a deadline is not good. You know, for many people, we've gotten the habit in this world now where everything's so busy, things are happening, you miss a deadline, you're like, eh, whatever. You know, it's only been a couple of days or maybe a week or two, no big deal. You know, this is something important. You should sort of hold out, wait for me to get a full response to you. When it comes to dealing with the IRS, respond on time. Trust me. The IRS is bad enough losing stuff when you respond on time. When you don't respond timely, that really starts to send things out of whack. The IRS just can't seem to handle it. So that's what you should do if you have another ex-spouse or partner claim your dependent where you should have gotten that. Now, there's some stuff you can do that isn't related necessarily to the IRS. These are suggested ideas. I don't practice family law, so I'm not going to pretend like I know these are great answers or practical answers, but they occur to me and say, it makes sense, you ought to try it. First thing you should do is, if you do have a situation that comes up like that, where your ex-spouse or ex-partner claims a child, contact them and said, hey, this should have been my year, or let's say you were splitting children and they claim the wrong child. Tell them what the problem is and see if you can't get a response of, oh, my bad, I'll get it fixed, and have them amend the return. That way you avoid having to deal with an IRS sort of audit situation. You can also go to court and see if you can't get a court order that says, hey, dear other party, you need to amend your return to fix this. You might even get the court to agree to have ex-spouse or ex-partner pay you for the loss in taxes back that you would have received, versus now I cannot claim that child, my taxes are going to be more. That sometimes works. It may be a little easier than forcing the other party to file an amended return, but then you become sort of a debt collection agency where you hope they're going to pay. But those are options. You could also work out some sort of agreement with the other spouse where, hey, they're not going to fix it. Instead of going to court, maybe you can get something in writing where they're going to agree to either then allow you to claim a child for 2 years in a row. Let's say instead that you should be alternating, and that way you get the benefit the next year. In a year, they would have claimed the child. Or you can just request that they reimburse you for the loss in taxes that you would have received back. So, like I said, that's a very common problem I come up against all the time I practice. Very often I can't take the case and help people. So I'm creating this podcast sort of for two reasons. One, to put it out there into the world, and then as something that I can refer people to if they come up to this problem. All the information I mentioned to you as far as the form that is the doc gives you the list of documents you should provide to the IRS. I'll have that in the show notes. I'll also have copies of the letters you'll receive from the IRS, that CP-75A and that CP-87A, so you can see what they look like. And with that, I hope you all have a great day. And if you or someone you know has a tax problem, you can reach out to me at 207 502-7181, or you can email me at jwade@jdwadelaw.com. And don't worry, I will have that contact information in the show notes. Have a great day. Thank you for listening.